On June 30th, Technoblade's family uploaded his last video and informed us that he had lost his fight with cancer. This news came as a heartbreaking, unexpected loss to us all, and in honor of his memory, this episode of Mellow High, we will be paying tribute to Technoblade and the impact he has had on all of us and everyone who knew him.
I don't know, I think if one thing I can kind of take solace out of is the fact that A, he fucking memed us all. In multiple ways, and just revealed it then and there. But also, just seeing everybody come together community-wise to say, like, even the people who didn't know him being, like, I could see how much of an impact he had on other people, and it's a darker day for him not being in it any longer, and it's just that, and then the fans and his friends, even ones who weren't, like, you know... Dream SMP, but like other Minecrafters or other people that he just knew coming out to say all of these things about him and, you know, him becoming, what was it, the sarcoma charity or fundraiser that he helped award him like a bravery or courage award. I think. Courage award, yeah. So, I don't know, I think that has helped me. Like, I was not the biggest, like, Technoblade watcher. Like, I really enjoyed his content, but I was, like, I wasn't Techno-twit. I wasn't, like, a diehard Techno-stan. I enjoyed his content. He's a good content creator. He was funny. He was kind. He was so nice to people.
He's a good person.
He was just a straight-up good person, and he had this, like, dark... enjoyable sense of humor, and I really loved to see him with other people. Like, I know, like, the first MCC Pride, Dream wasn't in it, but Techno was, and I was, like, immediately, as soon as I saw the cast list, I was, like, okay, or cast list, the team list, I was, like, okay, Techno, I'm watching Techno's perspective, guaranteed, like, because he's just so effortlessly funny. And he's so,
Easygoing.
He's unfazable. He never seems to give up. He always kept going. But in this way that showed, like, a very, I think his mom said it best, showed this very, endearing sense of confidence and humility and that balance that he always found. And he was such a good person. He was just upstanding. I remember, like, things like Nikki talking about how she felt left out of the lore a lot earlier on, and Techno was the one who came to her and said, hey, I want you to join us. And in that moment of her joining the syndicate and sitting there, and it's like, I feel like it wasn't even just a character moment, it was a Nikki moment of being like, she felt heard and respected, and she was so thrown off by actually being asked her opinion. And it was just like that was the kind of person he was. He didn't want people to be left out. He wanted everyone to get a laugh and have, you know, enjoy themselves and
I kind of want to shake him. If his ghost was in front of me, I would shake him because... just everything. He takes things seriously, but he also takes them lightheartedly, and it's just... Dude memed the heck out of his own death on his merch shop. What the heck?
Yeah, it wasn't even that. Like, it just that the video itself, the title of it, the merch.
So long.
What do you
mean by that? So long. Jesus Christ, Technoblade, please.
The Dave joke and how that became a whole thing, and him just that was a great reveal. And honestly, he's not a knave. He's an Alexander, which also, by the way, that's a royalty name. Like, that is, like, we call him a king.
He really is.
And with the crown and everything, but even in real life, he lived up to that he was destined to be a king. And I'm sure he is even now, but he was a good person. He was a solidly good person. He was a content creator that didn't let everything get to his head. He was always the amount of things I've seen of, like, the Dream SMP creators coming out and talking about him and saying, like, he was one of the people who, like, reached out to them and tried to, like, keep everything going and keep everybody united and working together and make sure that people had a voice and that they could be included in the story and that everything would work out. And he was just, he was that kind of person. Like, he was passionate and he was, you know, kind and he was enthusiastic and determined and I don't know, I could probably go on and on and on for, like, adjectives.
Despite his dark-ass sense of humor.
Hey, listen, that's a plus in my books, because, I mean, I don't know, I don't think... I mean, if I was ever going to make one qualm, one complaint, was just that I think... And obviously he had no reason to, you know, do this. I think that my only complaint is that he downplayed it, you know? He didn't... Yeah. He really did. I think a lot of people really genuinely thought, you know, he was gonna get better. He was gonna be okay. And I think if I was ever gonna make a complaint about the man, it would be that, because he didn't want his fans to worry. And all of it came from a sense of caring and, like, you know, and I don't know, maybe he didn't want to face the idea that it wouldn't get better either, but it was just, I don't know. And I think that's why it's taken so many people by shock, because, I mean, we knew he had been gone for a couple months, we hadn't heard from him, but I don't think anyone was ready for that video to get dropped, and, I don't know, and that video, Jesus, I didn't watch it when it first dropped. I watched it this morning, actually, and, yeah, I had, like, a solid, that was... God damn, my heart goes out to his family and his dad and all of them and Floof and his sisters and brothers and everyone who knew him, because that's heartbreaking, you know? He was young. He's so young. He's younger than me. Not by a lot, but a couple months at most, but like maybe almost a year, like... but he had a lot left to do, and I think the best thing that people can do now is continue on doing those things in his name. I mean, they were the Technoblade millionaires for a reason, right? We had, like, fucking NASA scientists in there. We had doctors, therapists.
Engineers.
I don't know why he attracted such a STEM squad for a English major dropout, but, you know, he has so many people, I think...
It's a, you know, 11, humor,
yeah.
It just, but he has the science groups.
Yeah. He has 11 million people following him on YouTube still right now. I think he actually just hit 11 million, and I don't think he's going to stop gaining for at least a little while, and that 100% isn't over yet. That race to 100 million isn't over yet. But he touched 11 million people's lives, even if it was in the most minor of ways of just entertainment for a night. He did that, and I don't think anything, regardless of whether he's here or not, all of the things that his friends continue to go on and do, all the things that his fans continue to go on and do, in some little way, he's gonna have his name attached to that, you know? Because it's not... Because I think... I don't want to get, like, too, like, sappy and, like, I mean, I probably already have, but, like, too sappy and extreme, because, you know, I don't want to, like, overblow it or whatever, but he did care so much about his community. His community obviously really cared about him, and even in the most minor ways, that's going to continue.
Yeah, like, people talk about it a lot, about the whole parasocialism, but it's just, like... He didn't have to tell us or release that video. He could have left us hanging. But he...
Yeah.
He wanted to. He really, really wanted to do one final video for us. And
yeah.
In the end, even though he couldn't do it anymore, he still asked his dad, his family, to...
Yeah.
Tell us what happened.
Yeah. He could have... I think that was another thing that I think really got to people, was just the fact that, in a way, that that message to his fans, that wanting to have something to write to them, to tell them, to tell them is what kind of kept him going, because it wasn't long after that he finally, you know, went to rest and he finally got that peace. But fuck, man, I don't care if you liked his content or not, liked him or not, but you gotta,
he was thinking about his fans.
You gotta respect the guy, cause like he really, I don't know, even if you like him, watch his content or not, like, you've gotta recognize that was a man, that was a kid that cared. He cared and he wanted to do good by other people, and he did. He did for a lot of individuals. But we've spent about 12 minutes now nearly crying. So
I am already crying. It's fine, sweet. You can sob with me.
We spent about 12 minutes about crying about just Techno himself. But, like, I don't know. I kind of wanted to use this because I know a lot of people are sad and I know a lot of people are grieving and I completely understand that. But I think if anything, his last actions, you know, those final messages to his fans, the merch, the donations, I think if anything, he doesn't want us all to be
fucking babe.
I don't think he wants us, you know, everyone to be, like, crying and sobbing and, like, mourning his loss as if something, because something good has left this world, but it's not like he's completely gone. I mean, he's gonna be in the, I mean, we've already seen, he's in the hearts and minds of millions of people currently. And I think that he, if anything, we've seen the fact that he wants to ruin our weeks, our week, and then, you know, he wants us to laugh, he wants us to,
oh my god, that was,
yeah, join in the dark humor.
That was, I know, 2019, dude, this man, oh my god, makes me want to shake him.
He's just, you know, he's a, he,
dude, yeah, yeah. I'm gonna just ruin everybody's entire week.
is it insulting to say that Techno can put the fun in a funeral? Because, like, that guy had, he had a dark sense of humor, but it was never at the expense of, like, other people, you know? It was always, I mean, maybe it was at the expense of himself here and there, but it was never mean. It was never picking down, you know, except on children because they're short. I still can't get over the fact that one of his, like, last merch drops was literally, "Officer, I kicked that child in self-defense." Like, okay, how many times do you think people are gonna get, like, weird looks or, like, pulled aside because they were wearing shirts like that? Like, someone's gonna get in trouble.
Merch. He has new additions to his shop right now. Technoblade Memorial Merch.
Yeah.
And at the moment, all online proceedings, well, not all of them, but a portion of all online proceedings are going to the, I don't know how to say it.
Sarcoma.
Cure Sarcoma organization. And, yeah. So if you guys want, if you guys still want merch, I really want the merch now. It's $77 in Canadian. It's gonna be like $100 of shipping, but I really want it. But if you guys still want merch, you can definitely go and order it now. Apparently, it's gonna probably get to you around mid-August, because orders and time and stuff, but You can still have something to remember him by. Like, something, not just his videos, but, like, something physical. But also, it's really difficult to say, because the merch is amazing. It's also, like, meme-y. And it's also, like, semi-serious with, like,
it's kind of like, I mean, I've known a lot of people have, especially if a death wasn't expected, or just even if it was, somebody who's, like, you know, touched the lives of a lot of people. It's pretty, I've known quite a few, or I've known at least a few and seen a few people who end up getting t-shirts and stickers, actually. That's really common in my area for some reason, of people having, like, decals on their car saying, like, in memory of somebody. So, like, I don't know, I think Techno went about it in, like, one of the classiest ways possible, because he... in the funniest way possible, because he went back to his fucking GG Easy, like, this is a video game. Like, goddamn, man! I think Techno's the only person that I know who could, make fun of his own death, but, like, do it in a way that I think actually brings comfort to people, because, I mean, there's a reason... his humor attracts people, and it attracts people who have the same sense of humor, so I think at least I hope, for their sakes, that, you know, that is something they can find comfort in, you know, and not just feel, because, I mean, if the man can laugh at his own death, I think he wants you to laugh along with him.
Yeah.
So any merch... there's gonna be a few, links at the end and in the description, and things his like that shop, for this episode. His merch shop. Yeah.
I see the word in my head and I cannot pronounce its name. Oh my god.
Sarcoma?
Sarcoma.
No. Ah! Yes, sarcoma.
Sarcoma. Cure Sarcoma Organization, which was the cancer he had, and that he spent a lot of his time fundraising for as well. So if you want to do something, you can do that. Hypixel is also, at the moment they have a memorial for Technoblade, and right now there's a book that's going to be there until the end of July, which you can leave a message in for Technoblade's family. They'll be printing out the messages and moderating it, and then sending it to Technoblade's family. So if you wanted to say something to his family, you can do that on Hypixel.
Yep. Yeah, so if you want to send them your love and support. And also, if you want to send them your love and support, so...
buy merch.
Buy merch, because... he's not forcing them to go to college, but some of that money is also going towards his family and hopefully getting them all to go to college if they want to. So,
no dead brother obligation.
Yeah. Yeah, as he puts it. So, merch links will be in our description, along with links to the foundation that he's been sending people to for the last 2 years, for this. And, yeah, if you have the funds, do it, and if you don't, then maybe consider going on Hypixel and leaving a something in, something about him to his family, maybe. Because I think if I was them, I would want to hear the ways that my brother impacted people, or my son impacted people. So I think that's a really nice gesture as well. And I know there's quite a few things on Twitter and different places of people working together to make some kind of memorials in different servers, and writing messages to his family and things like that. So
he's number one trending on Twitter and on YouTube, and I think he's number two on Tumblr right now. So it's just... goes to show that he's really, really impacted so many people.
I know most of us didn't know him personally, but a lot of have been longtime fans of him, and yeah, have been, you know, some people have, like, known him since they were, like, kids and were basically raised on his content. And, you know, no matter what your relationship to him was, if you are grieving, your grieving is valid, and we want to make sure that if you guys are, you have the support and access to things that can help you if you need it. So yeah, don't, you know, I know I'm sure some people won't quite understand. It's like, well, I mean, it was a YouTuber, like, why do you have, but no, I mean, it's
someone you died.
Yeah. Even if you didn't you know him personally, he still had an impact on your life, and he was still somebody that you looked to for comfort or for entertainment, and cared about. So, you know, those feelings, and even if it's not even that, it's just the fact that, you know, it was unexpected. It's a hard thing, I think, for everyone to deal with.
Or maybe you're watching your friends who are grieving for him, and that makes you want to grieve too. Like, that's fine. Your feelings are valid. Don't let all that weird talk about parasocialism get to you. I feel it's a little stupid to not feel, to like think you shouldn't feel sad because something terrible happened.
Yeah.
Especially when that terrible thing is impacting your life right now, and that the person who is now gone had such... It's one of those things where it's like, it doesn't feel real because they're not so in your life that their absence is going to be hugely missed, but then now the knowledge that he's just not coming back.
Yeah.
Hurts more than actually not seeing any of his content or whatever.
Yeah. It's, you know... And, you know, I think... the one thing that really sticks with me is just, you know, make sure... If you love someone, make sure they know. Because life is unpredictable and unexpected, and you don't know what could happen this day or the next or anything like that. Yeah, so just, you know, tell people you love them, or tell them how they make you feel, because, I mean, you only live life once, and maybe a chance will come another day, but why risk it, you know? Like, make sure the people that you care about know that you care about them, even if it's in smallest ways, even if you can't bring it into words yourself, at them on Twitter. I did that to my brother today. So, you know, just make sure people that you care about know, you know?
Life seems short to sit around waiting for things to happen.
You don't want to be the one living with regret because you never got to tell them, and you don't want them living with regret because they never got to tell you. So, yeah. And anyways, this has been really sad so far, understandably.
Getting all the tears out, sweet. I'm getting all the tears out. I need to be able to cry before I can talk about Technoblade more.
Okay, well, I think maybe, I mean, in his honor, because I think this might be what he would want, why don't we talk about some techno greatest hits, because...
This is techno adjacent, okay? But, like, the first time I ever heard about Technoblade was when I was just getting into watching Dream content, and I saw that he made a community post for MCC6, which I didn't watch live because I was an idiot. And I slept through it, but he made a post for MCC6 about what everyone should be eating for breakfast tomorrow. It was a picture of bacon, because he was, oh my god.
Ugh. That rivalry ship, I know. I don't remember exactly when I learned about techno, but I'm pretty sure it was through the Dream SMP, because I think that's how I learned about a lot of these Minecraft YouTubers, and, I think... I don't know, I got into Minecraft roleplay on the Dream SMP back in the beginning of the Manberg election, or the Manberg elections, and I only knew about Techno in passing. I only knew about him because he was friends with Wilbur, or he was friends with Filza, and Filza was friends with Wilbur, and he was friends with Tommy, and like, they would mention him, or it would be about MCC or something like that, and... I only knew him through that, and then he got added to the server in dramatic fashion of being like, oh, it's the Blade! We need him! He's the only one who can, you know, save our skins, basically. And
then he just logs onto the server.
Yeah, and then he logs on, and it was properly dramatic as it should have been, and it was just like, this...
Technoblade?
Yeah, And it was really, I think I was watching it from Tommy's perspective, of Tommy running through the woods or riding through the woods on a horse trying to get to the spawn without... They really amped it up and made it feel like this life or death, like he's being chased down and like they have to get to him and it's all yelling and shouting like, where are you? Where are you? Where are we going?
And in reality, it's just like five people looking over their sides at the 10 people frantically running around like headless chickens.
But it's that. It's this very tense, like, dramatic moment that happens, and then they get to Pogtopia, and the next I see him is, like, the next day on Wilbur's stream talking about how he spent 14 hours making a potato farm.
Dude, Wilbur's like, did you go to sleep? And Tech's like, I haven't logged off.
It's just, oh my god. It was just... From the very, like, beginning, he was just he had such this, like, nonchalant attitude, and it just really threw me for a loop. But in, like, the best way, I don't even know if that's the right word, it was just really funny. And it introduced this, like, lightheartedness, but also, like, I don't know, I think there's nothing cooler than a badass who just acts super chill all the time, because that's what he was, right? Like, he's the Blade, he could kick your ass, but he'd also spend 16 hours or whatever making a potato farm in a ravine in the middle of the fucking ground and not going to sleep, and it was just like, okay, I'm learning a lot about this dude.
He's the Blade. He's Tech the Blade. He can kick your ass, and he'll drink a strength pot and a speed pot in a fist fight during a festival just to win.
Yeah, he was such a interesting figure from the get-go, right? Like, he just had, like, such a personality, and it was so interesting seeing him, like, come in and just be a boss at Minecraft. Like, he that secret little vault he had when he was working for Pogtopia and, like, making them all this stuff, and the horses and Carl and then, like, Tommy, his relationship with Wilbur and Tommy and Tubbo.
I don't remember what they were trading, but I think Tommy was trying to trade something for his phantom membranes, and Tommy's like, well, what if I just killed you and Tectoplate freaking puts on his netherite armor, unknowingly to the beat of Tommy's music at the moment. And Tommy's the previous deal sounded just fine.
Yeah, it was just... I don't know. He just injected, like, a different type of, you know, vibe to the server, but it worked so well with everybody else. It was just this, like... very casual, like, yeah, everybody, yeah, I'm... He always managed to bring, like, a lightheartedness even to, like, the angsty bits, like the Tubbo execution at the festival or whatever. Like, that was... It was him standing up on that stage, like, looking back and forth between Schlatt and Wilbur up on the roof, being like, heh, and just going through all of these different, like, things he was saying, and, like, fucking with Schlatt, basically, to try and, like, give them time. And it was just, he perfectly, like, he met the mood and the attitude of the scene while still injecting this level of, like, comedy to it that... You know, it raised the tension, but also eased us back at the same time. He was so good at that. And I think I remember him even saying, it was like, he doesn't like, you know, endless angst in the lore or whatever, right? And that was like, it was something... Yeah, goddamn, like, okay, we see which one of you was the angsty one and which one of you was the chill one. And he did that the entire time, like, every arc, he was like... He did such a good job of taking the serious bits for what they were, right? They take the, like, he never dismissed the seriousness of what was happening, but in a way he made it tolerable and edible to the audience, right? It wasn't just, like, we weren't watching The Walking Dead and just getting depressed every 5 seconds. This is like,
first 20 minutes of Mellow High Podcast.
Exactly. He managed to keep it enjoyable and lovely and just, you know, so... Oh, man. Trying to find, like, the correct words to describe it is just hard, because it's such a... I think it was just magnetic. It was charismatic. It was profound. It was such a nice way of balancing it that just meshed really well with, like, my tastes. Like,
I'm an Umbrella Academy kind of fan, right? Like, I like it when, like, yeah, that character's about to have so much emotional trauma, but at the same time, it's really funny seeing him rolled up in a carpet. Like, it's that perfect balance of humor and then keeping the characters and letting everybody have their moments. Like, he never wanted to overtake anybody else's story, but he wanted to make sure that he was still in it and that everyone else had a chance to be in it too. He wasn't domineering.
Walk over him or in his character.
He knew
what to do, knew what he wanted to do. He wasn't just a puppet of someone else's plans. And like I feel like that level of lightheartedness and that level of humor. It's really encapsulated by the prison podcast stream.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's like a perfect example of it. Because it's just this, like, I don't know, it's just such a fun dynamic between, like, Dream and Techno, because they're rivals, but
Doom scrolling. Doom commenting. He's like, you were my only way out of here, and now I'm just stuck, and we're all doomed, we're gonna die, Kraken is gonna come back and torture us!
Techno's just like, relax, it's fine, I got a plan!
His plan, having expired 4 days ago because Phil's a robot.
Yeah, he got stuck there for 3 months. He was so good about keeping things, like, he kept the plot moving, and I know some people didn't always like the fourth wall breaks, but in a way, it was very charming to me, because it kinda, I think those were some of my favorite things, and it reminded me a lot of early SMP, right, where things were so, not that I was around for all of it, but, you know, things could switch back and forth, right, like, it could keep that lighthearted hilarity of these content creators sitting on a Minecraft server pretending that some walls that just got blown up were like a devastating blow to their lives and taking like everything as if they were living this, and it's like serious, guys, but we're also still streaming Minecraft and we will recognize that in canon. And it's just this weird, and he kept that balance, right, especially as the server kept going and it got more cinematic and plotted and like storytelling
dramatic
specific driven plot. And I just think, I love that lore, right? And I love the current lore, and I love that lore, but it was just such a nice, like, it was a way of taking the story seriously and making sure that, like, the fans' opinions and, like, care for the server counted, while also still recognizing the fact that, like, they're just a bunch of, like, 20-something-year-old idiots on a Minecraft server recording and streaming themselves to, for some reason, thousands of people because, we made angst and stuff like that. And it was just, like, he had such a good way of, like, balancing these things out. And I think that, that kept up throughout the entire Dream SMP and all of the content he did with his character. And I think that even if, you know, things slowed down for his character and just in general, those moments I think still stick out to a lot of people, right? Like, he's not, in no way has anything he's done on the Dream SMP been forgettable. It's always added something, or it was still, or it had all of these moments you could clip and laugh about, or it had these really poignant speeches. I don't think we even talked about that. He has bomb ass speeches and quotes. Like, holy shit.
I'm a person.
Yeah. And like, he's just, you know, he's a writer, man.
He's an English major dropout, man.
Yeah. He came up with some of the best, you know, quotes and things from that SMP, and I don't think he got, you know, nearly enough credit for it. Like, oh my gosh. Like, yeah, he had some funny things, but then there was also, like, that speeches to Tommy,
the pit
about, you know, I would jump in and help you, but you wouldn't do that, or, like, I hope you find what you're looking for, or
the book he wrote to Filza.
Yeah, that.
His and just, whole, like, if you are kind to me, I will repay that kindness tenfold. If you aren't, if you betray me, I will repay that 1,000 times, he says, while boating across the ocean as donations are happening in the background.
Or, what's the other one that stood out to me? I'm trying to remember what it was.
This guy owns a servant, he doesn't even have a house.
Yeah, and the funny shit, right? Like, he did those, or, the thing with Quackity, where he is chasing really him down from Rutabagaville and being like, Quackity, do you know that humans are apex predators? But we run off stamina. And it's just, like, this whole thing. Like, he could come up with just, like, the best. Like, I know he, like, prepped some of them, right?
Yeah.
Like, I think he prepped the Leman Burgundy exploded it on November 16th speech earlier. And I'm sure he prepared some of that stuff from Doomsday in advance. Which, by the way, still a great move. Let's go, fucking Doomsday. We represent.
Take that, Leman Burg discourse.
Yeah! What are you gonna do now? Disagree? Doomsday was epic. Even if you didn't like the fact that Leman Burg got exploded, you can't deny that Doomsday itself was epic. And so, I don't know. He was great with his words. He was great with his story. He was great at balancing the humor and the angst and making sure that it wasn't getting too dark. And he was great at including people into the story. He drew in Nikki. He did stuff with Rambu and Filza and Tommy and Wilbur and Dream. And, like, dude was everywhere.
Working with everyone.
Yeah, he just wanted to make things the best they could be. And I think he was a part of, he definitely did that.
It's actually kind of funny because I think you know how Dream had has a bunch of these old videos, and one of them was beating the Ender Dragon when it's controlled by a player, and how he invites a bunch of these different YouTubers to go and beat it. Technoblade is in that video, and I think I watched that video before I knew who Technoblade was. So going back and doing a double take, going like, wait a second!
Yeah, he just, like, I don't know, and yeah, no, outside of just the Dream SMP, he also did a lot of stuff. Like, he was on SMP Earth, and he had his whole Antarctic Empire, and he took over the entire fucking world!
They tried to stop him by giving him negative territory points, and it didn't work.
Yeah, he glitched the system, my dudes. But, that, and then, like, his videos, like, we don't talk enough about the potato war, like, that was fucking unhinged.
Oh, it was in the best way possible, both of them were unhinged, let's be honest.
Yeah, all of them were. It was just, you know, God, man, you spent, what was it, like, two years fighting some college student for potato scores? To the point you remember his schedule?
Dude knew what his sleep schedule was.
Yeah! It was just like, oh my god. He had a certain... Sometimes it was weird the things he would dedicate himself to, like a potato war. But it was always, you know, if he dedicated himself to it, he dedicated himself to it. And you couldn't, like, say in any way, shape, or form that he was gonna give up on it halfway or anything like that. And I think... That's true for everything.
To the end.
Yeah. And just in terms of his character, I mean, he created a really unique character as well, because he made somebody who, out of the entire Dream SMP, he's, like, the number one character. I'd say was, like, a D&D paladin. Like, I know he was an anarchist, whatever, and he murdered some people, mostly in self-defense, to be fair.
His
so,
character
like, I
was...
can't, like, shame him for that too much. But, I don't know, he had...
was just really cool. I say cool, but, like, I mean, like, he was well-played, well-written, consistent, and he wasn't static. He changed his environment. He grew, he learned from his mistakes. He went from not trusting anyone to trusting everything in his friends. that if, yeah. if he's in trouble, they'll have his back. And
yeah.
I'm just like,
he was.
Anyone who says Technoblade isn't the most well-written character with the most well-developed story arc on the Dream SMP is insane.
He had like a really. I think the interesting thing about. Yeah, I think the interesting thing about his character was just that he had, like, a code of ethics, which yes! sounds weird, but a lot but of the, like, a lot of the SMP...
That's so rare.
Yeah, like, Dream SMP in and of itself is, like, an anarchy server, right? And it was an anarchy yeah. server that somebody came on and tried to make a country, which clearly didn't work out well. But, like, weirdly enough, for being, like, the leader of the anarchists, Techno had, like, a code of ethics. Like, he... Like, he had rules for himself, and he stuck by them, right? Like, he didn't, you know, go out of his way to hurt people. He didn't go out of his way to harm people. He was, like...
He didn't go out of his way to get personal revenge.
Yeah, he grew, and he focused on, like... It's bold of anybody to say that any of the characters on the Dream SMP are, like, good people, so I'm not gonna say that. But he was one of the characters, like, despite...
Everything.
Or maybe in spite of his actions on occasion of, like, hurting people or, you know, murdering people, it was... Murder's he was fine. Still, like, an upstanding guy. Like, it was never, like, character Dream who was kind of doing it for, like, you know, bolder purposes that didn't negotiate out. Like, he would engage or, like, start violent acts. Or Quackity would start violent acts for his own... for a purpose. Or, like, Wilbur, who would start violent acts for a purpose. Techno wouldn't just... attack people for no reason. He wouldn't just go out of his way to, like, repeat this cycle of revenge over and over and over again. He would learn from what happened, and he would take those lessons that he learned, and he would use it to better himself and protect his friends. But he was also happy to go and retire in a cabin in the Arctic. He wasn't just, you know, out for blood, despite being, you know, for the blood god.
For the blood god.
Yeah, he was a really well-written character. He was a really interesting character. He just had a different... It's so interesting to have a character in the Dream SMP who has a set of, you know, values. Kind of firm morals and values, yeah. Because a lot of the characters don't, and if they do, it's pretty flippy-floppy, or they're just, you know, if you fuck with me, you're evil, and if you don't, then you're okay. Unless you annoy me. Like, that's probably, like, Tommy's code of morals. It's like, if you mess with me, you're an evil son of a bitch.
Tommy's code is, it's okay if I do it to you, but you can't do it back to me.
Yeah, that's fairly accurate. Or, like, I don't know, it's just, he had such a... There aren't a lot of, like, actual, like, adult figure characters on the Dream SMP of, like, maturity, but his character was, like, surprisingly mature, and that seemed to, his maturity level seemed to go up as things happened, even despite the fact that, like, I don't know how old character Techno is.
Centuries, man. He's centuries old. He's ancient.
He had, like, a mature way of thinking about things compared to a server that was... very much built off of pettiness and revenge and just fucking with people for the laughs and giggles. Like, he didn't go to that length. And he genuinely cared about his friends because, like, he cared about Nikki, he cared about Rambu, he cared about Phil, he cared about Tommy, he cared about Wilbur to some extent. Like,
he cared about Dream.
It was like, he wasn't just, you know, he wasn't flippy floppy. He wasn't, you know, he didn't just cut off emotions because somebody, you know, did something wrong to him. And he didn't just go, you know, balls to the walls trying to take vengeance on them for those, you know, things that they did. Like, he was just a very unique character that was very well written and had a lot of depth to him, despite the fact that he... I remember a lot of the complaints leveled about his character was that he never loses, and
I feel like that's a bad argument because
yeah
he doesn't lose because he well first off his victories are from his own effort, not because the plot wanted him to win.
Yeah, it's not like he's not a Mary Sue because he's just like that. It's not like the plots. you know, paying convenience to him of being the badass. And he almost gets, you know, overwhelmed or, like, shut down a couple times because... But the only reason he pulls through is because he prepared and he planned and he had friends to back him up who he could trust. It was, so it's not like...
It wasn't something that was just given to him. It was something he earned himself. And I feel like that's where the argument of he always wins falls apart, because his victories aren't something that were nicely gift-wrapped and dropped in front of his doorstep. He had to go out for his victory. He had to grind all those wither skulls. He had to spend hours upon hours leveling up enchantments to getting enough XP to level up his to make full sets of netherite protection for full set of fighting tools for the prison break. Like, it wasn't given to him. He worked for it. He earned it. And I think that's, like, that's important, because I don't know about you, but I don't really like it when characters just are just given things.
Yeah, no, neither do I. Because
the plot likes them.
Yeah. If a character wins, I want them to win for their own efforts. And I think that was the thing about Techno. It was like, he did... If he succeeded, it was because... almost always, it was because of his own efforts. Not... And it wasn't just, you know, plot convenience. Yeah. It wasn't just, oh, Deus Ex Machina. Except maybe when he was getting executed. But even then, it wasn't just that, because he had the totem.
It was, which he kept to himself.
It was his own planning. And it was his own thinking and his own deal-making and, like, friendship-making.
Nothing was ever, like, a real... Like, I think something I really, really enjoyed about Technoblade's character in the movie is that he didn't change things just because people guessed ahead of time what was going to happen. Right.
Yeah, he was just paranoid and prepared for everything. And the other thing, though, is that, you know, a lot of people say, well, like, well, he never lost, but that's not really true. It's just that his win-loss conditions were a little different, right? Because even if he got, like, the overall battle won, he still lost in different circumstances. Rambu.
He lost his friendship with Tommy.
He lost Rambu. He lost his friendship with Tommy. He lost... I mean, he did die, technically, when he was executed. He was killed. It was just the totem brought him back, so it didn't count as a canon life. He lost Phil, and he lost Carl at times. He lost himself in some ways when it came to engaging in violence and letting that part of himself go. Like, he never came out a total winner. Yeah, he had dips and faults and losses.
It wasn't
technically
like,
it was just that overall he still came out,
he still persevered,
he physically he came out the better, you know, like physically he may have won the fights and like he persevered and like physically he might have won, but it's not like everything that happened never had a toll on him, right? Yeah. Like everything that happened to him in that story affected him in some way, and it changed him. And the only difference between him and some other characters is that instead of that dragging them back, like that trauma of what happened dragging them back and dragging them down and like making them lose, he took those experiences and he built off them,
he weaponized
and he learned
them,
from
slash
them J. And he weaponized them. Yeah, that's a good word for it. And so he, and it's not like, I don't know, he never, Technoblade never loses. And it's not for the fault of the fact that nothing bad ever happens to him, because his character has bad things happen to him. He loses friends. He loses friendships.
He loses family.
He loses family. Pets. Yeah, so it's not... Technoblade doesn't win every time, but he can sure as hell at least bring it to a draw. You know, like, it's hard to say, because, like, he never loses, right? Like, he wins Doomsday, he wins the prison vault, technically, because they escape and they don't die. Except Rambu. he gets out of his execution, he doesn't die, he kills Quackity instead. But I think the thing that is not credited enough, because the losses of other characters are so monumental in comparison, is the fact that, like, none of those wins that he gets come without some kind of cost. something always happens. Something is always, you know, taken, or something is always changed drastically. He's not a Mary Sue. He doesn't just, you know, come out on top every single time. Nature of just being who he is, he climbs that ladder and pulls himself to the top, and that's why he wins. And it's not because the plot says so, it's because Technoblade himself, as a content creator, put in the time and effort to make sure that he would come out on top. And I think that's another thing, right? It was like, there is, like, the natural skill aspect, because he is very skilled at, like, PvP and stuff, and, like, Minecraft in general, but it's also the fact that, like, Technoblade was fucking cracked, man. Like, he spent so much time on Minecraft. It's the same thing with Dream. Like, they're both cracked. They spent so much time on that Minecraft server. Can I make fun of them right now? Getting themselves prepped.
They're cracked.
Yes, go ahead.
Technoblade making extra freaking crafting tables when he has a stack of them in his inventory. I think there was an incident when he tried to... No, wait, that was... Okay, there's a Skeppy incident where Skeppy tries to make a bed, but it's backwards. I think there's a Technoblade incident where he's trying to make a fishing rod, but he has the string and the sticks reversed.
What is it with the cracked Minecraft men also being complete idiots? Because isn't there, like, it was that, and then there's all the crafting tables he made, and then there's the thing with, like, Dream trying to make a crafting table out of cobblestone or something? It's like, they're geniuses, they're great at this game, but they're also dumbasses.
Dream, MLG, foot and ceiling.
I saw this online. Somebody said the fact that, and this is going back to content creator Technoblade, is like, when someone dies from cancer, it's called saying that they lost to the cancer, but in the way their cancer loses too, because it dies as well. And so Techno's death isn't a loss, it's a draw. Techno never loses, Techno never dies. Blood for the blood god, all that. It's not because, even if he's physically gone, right? Even if we're not gonna get content from him again, even if we're not gonna hear him talk to his friends, and he's, you know, gone in that way, he's still alive through all of his fans and all his friends
in our
and
memories,
all his family.
In our hearts. Legends never die. And Technoblade was definitely a legend in and out of the Minecraft community.
We're gonna miss him. It's
a lot.
Yeah. It's not gonna be the same without him, but I think in his honor, in his memory, based off the words he left for all of us and his actions, I think the best thing any of us can do is to take what he's left us with. Take the memories and lessons and the jokes and the merch and the plushies and
I want
the donations to charity,
right? So I can hug it.
And you know, keep that with us. He's never gonna die as long as we don't forget him. And I think out of any group, fans as dedicated as his, whether in passing because they just knew him on the Dream SMP or Hypixel or whatever, or the diehard fans, I don't think Techno's never actually gonna die. Techno's gonna live on in our memories, and that's the best thing anyone can ask for after they pass away.
The memories,
so yeah,
they might be a little sad now, but I'm glad they happened.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. It's whether they were happy or sad, or whether they were happy and now they're sad, or they were sad and now they're happy, maybe. Don't regret any of them, because I don't think he would want that. And I don't think you would want that.
I feel like we've all come such a long way from where we originally started, and Technoblade for sure has come so far from his Minecraft in the community he fosters. He's gone from just... I feel like it's so strange because his subscriber count has always been surprisingly low for me personally, because people talk about him like he's amazing and people do so many... They look up to him, and I agree that he has such cool content, but maybe it's because he doesn't... he hadn't uploaded very much,
Damn upload schedule.
Goddamn, his goddamn upload schedule killed it, okay. He could have had Techno so many-
Twitter was on crumbs.
No, literally.
For so long.
He probably could have, well, it's hard to say what could have, or what could have happened now that it's already gone past, but it does, but it always struck me as strange when I look at a subscriber count and see that it's still only 10 million. Or only 7 million, or only 9 million, right?
Yeah, it's just...
It was always weird how, like, Technoblade's sub count didn't skyrocket, so to speak, because most of the people who would be fans of him already knew about him and were fans of him. Like, to get the knowledge out through the Dream SMP, they would have probably already known about Technoblade. Except for me, because I'm an idiot.
No, don't worry. I mean, I didn't know about him either, but, you know, it's,
It is what it is.
People discover people at different times and different rates, and...
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just... He did a lot for the Dream SMP, and he did a lot for his family and for his friends and his fans, and he's gonna, you know, always be a part, I think, of everyone.
Yeah.
I don't know. 50 years from now, someone's gonna look back and find that stupid Sky Wars video or Hypixel Potato War or something or other, and they're gonna be like, ah, yeah, that guy. He's probably, honestly, at this point, he's probably already taken over whatever heaven he ended up in and killed God and taken
over.
I've ascended
to the kingdom of God! I'm gonna fist fight him!
Yeah, no, I'm sure at this point he's probably already kicking back in his new throne.
He wouldn't sit on the throne, but he would topple the kingdom of God regardless.
Yeah, it's, whether he rules with an iron fist or he rules with democracy or whatever, or anarchy or whatever, he's definitely, you know, up there kicking ass and taking names. And watching us all cry like dorks.
And laughing at us.
Yeah. So, remember the happy times, remember the sad times, but just remember...
Keep them in your memory.
Yeah.
And, like, to the people who don't want to make Dream SMB content or Technoblade content anymore because of what happened, that is your own decision, but I also want to say that it is to the people who still want to make content, it is okay to do so.
Yeah.
I don't think he would want, I don't think he'd want his branding to die just because he's gone.
Keep the brand strong, guys.
Blood for the blood god.
Blood for the blood god. We'll see you guys next week. Thank you for listening to today's episode of the Metal High Podcast. If you have the funds, we encourage you to please donate to the Sarcoma Foundation of America at www.curesarcoma.org/technobladetribute/, or by going to technoblade.com, where you can purchase memorial merch, a portion of which the profits go to charity, as well as to directly supporting the family of Technoblade. We here at the Metal High Podcast appreciate all of your support to this podcast, to the Dream SMP, and to each other as fans. We will see you next episode. Don't forget to take care of each other.